2020 Democrats exclude Trump from remarks on al-Baghdadi raid. By Hannah Blow on October 28, 2019. Several 2020 Democrat candidates omitted President Trump from their remarks on the U.S. raid that led to the death of ISIS founder and leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Whereas, Trump congratulated former President Obama after he announced the raid that resulted in the death of al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden in 2011. The president announced the death of al-Baghdadi on Sunday, praising U.S. Special Operations Forces, who accomplished their mission in grand style. The thug who tried so hard to intimidate others spent his last moments in utter fear. In total panic and dread, terrified of the American forces bearing down on him. Trump said, detailing the moment the terrorist ignited his suicide vest after finding himself entrapped by U.S. forces. While 2020 candidates reacted to the news, many omitted any mention of the president's role. Despite the fact that, as Trump noted, capturing or killing Baghdadi has been the top national security priority of his administration. I congratulate our special forces, our intelligence community, and all our brave military professionals on delivering justice to the terrorist Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. The world is better and safer without him in it. Former Vice President Joe Biden, D., wrote, omitting any mention of Trump. Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi led a campaign of mass violence and terror that devastated the region and threatened the world. His death is a setback for ISIS and a victory for justice, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, wrote. I am grateful for the skill and courage of our special operations and intelligence professionals. She continued, noting that his death is not the end of our fight against terrorism. The removal of al-Baghdadi from the battlefield is a credit to our armed forces and intelligence community who have committed years of service in the fight against ISIS and violent extremism, Senator Michael Bennett, DCO, wrote. We're grateful to them, the Kurds and other allies and partners as we continue the fight ahead, he added. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, in his initial response, thanked the Kurds and other U.S. allies but failed to mention Trump or U.S. troops. ISIS has caused immeasurable suffering and destruction. The death of Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi was an important, much-needed action to defeat it, Marianne Williamson, D., said. Praise and thanks for the military bravery and brilliance that carried out the mission. Al-Baghdadi was a dangerous terrorist who committed heinous crimes. As I said this morning, getting rid of him was good for America and the world. But as I discussed today on At Face the Nation, many challenges remain. Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, wrote. Abandoning our Syrian and Kurdish partners remains a disastrous decision that will make the fight against ISIS harder, he added. Thank you and congratulations to our Special Operations Forces and others involved in tracking and getting rid of ISIS/Daesh leader Baghdadi. Representative Tulsi Gabbard, DHI, responded, actively bashing what she calls Trump's short-sighted policies in the remainder of her statement. Andrew Yang, D., and Mayor Pete Buttigieg, D., were among the most generous in their responses, although neither directly congratulated the president. The death of al-Baghdadi is a major blow to ISIS and a testament to our armed forces. It will make the world safer, Yang wrote. While he did not mention Trump by name, he extended his congratulations to the special ops team that executed the mission and everyone in the chain of command. This is a blow against ISIS and an important step in the fight against stateless terrorism. Credit should go to all who were involved, above all to the brave Americans in uniform and intelligence professionals who risked their lives to complete this mission, Buttigieg said. Today, we honor them, he added. As Breitbart News pointed out, Trump openly acknowledged former President Obama following the raid that resulted in the death of Osama bin Laden in May 2011, offering personal congratulations after Obama mocked him at the 2011 White House Correspondents' Dinner, WHCD, hours prior to the raid.